Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Brian Karn, I don't know him. Every prophetic word should be, weighed out and tested out. And if it's true, it comes to pass. If it's not, it's not. It's how you know if it's a prophet. But based on what Benny Hinn was saying about him as he introduced him, and we have available for you research on, his ministry and those type of things. But it's kind of a convergence of prophetic words and visions that we had.
Sure.
And this is a prophetic vision he had, and it's rapid, so you got to pay close attention, because it's going to be just major things he's going to talk about. And he's going to talk about elections. He's going to talk about people by name. And he has passwords that we're going to make available to you so that you can see that those things were spoken, that they came to pass or not. But it's kind of a convergence. It's kind of like the how it's going to happen, some of the things that we heard. But realize at the same time, God's going to take care of his people. The hope is not in man. The hope is not in government. The hope is in the kingdom of God and in Jesus Christ, the king of that kingdom. So this is Brian Karns giving a prophetic vision, sharing it about what the Lord said to him.
I want to talk to you for just a moment, because the word of the Lord came to me. I had a vision, and in the vision, now, I tell y'all, if I have a dream, it's 50-50. It could have been what I ate last night. But if I have a vision, you can put your life on it. And I had a vision. I was having a conversation with Hillary, and I said to her, "Are you sure you want to be president?" I said that the next 8 years are going to be worse than the last 8 years. Then she smiled. She said she was sure. And then I heard military planes flying over my head in the spirit. Hmm. On my way here today, flying on the plane, Pastor, the Lord began to speak to me, as the Lord told me he had an appointment with me last week. And on Friday, he told me that Russia is getting ready to start wars that's going to invoke America to be a part of them. Things that America don't want to be a part of, because we're friends and allies with certain nations. But Russia is going to do something in other nations that's going to invoke wars, and it's going to cause America to be a part of it. The Lord said that there's a lethal virus coming to America that's going to come through terrorism, a lethal virus. He told me to prepare for World War III. He said that there would be two wars. One would come from the left, one would come from the right. He said we would catch them. He said, but there would be a third war that would catch us by surprise, that we're not going to be prepared for. And it's going to be a country that we've given alms to. They're going to turn on us. Let me share with you some things that the Lord gave me, and I want you to hear me, because the Lord said this very strong. He said that what happened in California will become commonplace in America.
No doubt.
And an event worse than 9/11 is coming to America. The Lord said Islam has a definite problem. They will never shake this reputation of violence from themselves. Even innocent Muslims will endure hardship and persecution in the future and no longer see America the same. American Muslims are going to begin to gather to cities like Dearborn, Michigan, and form new communities that contain the populace of their presence, so as to guard the backlash from white patriotic America. The Lord says that a witch hunt will be found by the end of Obama's reign, for there shall be a surprising spectacle that will shock the souls of America and sear the spirits of those who embrace the work of presidential wisdom. A shaking is getting ready to come. The Lord says there's going to be a forced conclusion that's coming to the White House. People will lose trust in the voting process. They will deny and doubt America's political process to vote and acquire leadership. This next election will be manipulated. Even Trump will confront his fate and stir many to a position or place to riding. This will cause upheaval to come, because the political game was revealed in this upcoming season, for it shall be historic, says the Lord. Hmm. And Hillary will be found at the end of the day, smiling with success as a new war begins. The saying goes, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And this will be Trump's greatest blunder, and his mockery will be his legacy says the Lord. Mm. I want you to listen to me. The next 8 years in America will be worse than the last 8 years. But because of this season of darkness, many will come to God.
Thank you.
More than in previous seasons and years combined together.
I think the most encouraging part of that is the harvest. People's
yes.
souls. You know, what does it take to save? How many parents, you know, want their children to be saved? Mm. And but they're not willing for their children to go through
Archie.
Walking out yeah. their own decisions. And God wants all of us to be saved. And he's willing for us to go through, you know, whatever it takes. Because Jesus even said, if your eye offends thee, your hand offends thee, if your foot offends thee, he says, gouge out the eye and cut off the hand and cut mm-hmm. off the leg. By the way, that's not Islam. That's New Testament. Yeah. He's not talking about doing that, but he's saying that's how serious he is in regards to dealing with sin. He says it's better for you to go to heaven without an eye, without a foot, without a hand, than it is to go to hell with all your body parts. And so that means if calamity has to happen, he says, consider hardship as discipline. I'm treating you as a son. And, you know, we've been praying, dear God, send, you know, revival, send a third great awakening. Well, it's going to come in the midst of great pressure and the birthing of things that happen. But I know that he said, too, he said that the enemy's going to come from the right and the enemy's going to come from the left. But that comes right out with the Lord spoke to me in a vision, a night, a dream, where Brother John Kilpatrick, which is a spiritual father to me, but also an apostle, but he was in this dream, and he was standing up prophesying, and it was this bold prophecy taking place, and God is showing me him prophesying, and he's saying the enemy's going to come from the east, and the enemy's going to come from the west, but he said the church is going to be victorious, mm. and he says we're going to mow them over, and then, but this enemy that's coming, and he's not saying this now, the Lord's beginning to show me, you know, it's demonic. There is no double light. I mean, you're either for God or against him. You're either gathering or scattering. And when the enemy comes in against people, hurts people, harms people, kills people, beheads people, you know, attacks people, that's not God.
Mm.
That's the enemy just doing what the enemy does. But it's of the devil. And not only that, the Lord spoke to me about 1967. And in the same prophecy, this from prophetic dream, and that in 1967, you know, I'm pondering that, of course, Israel's 1967 borders, where our president says Israel needs to go back to the 1967 borders, which are undefensible borders. And we've talked about that. But also in 1967 in America, we had riots all over America in different cities. We had racial riots going on. We had the 25th Amendment was presented and approved in 1967, which was, if the president becomes incapacitated, if he or she dies or whatever in office, then they have this 25th Amendment to be able to say, you know, who gets into power next and that type of thing. You can read it; it tells you. I'm telling you exactly what it says, but it's about that. North Korea had a hydrogen bomb, and I didn't know hydrogen bombs were worse than atomic bombs or
nuclear
bombs. And so, right now, North Korea is saying they just shot off a hydrogen bomb. We're like walking into the 1967 because Chuck Pierce said this. He said, you know, that if in fact, you know, you told Israel they have to go back to 1967 America, now we're going to go back to 1967. And what was that? Everything that you're seeing, but it's going to be today's problems with those mindsets of the 1967. So it's going to be really rough. So you're looking at exactly what, you know, he's talking about, you know, he's hearing in this particular vision. But the one thing about that prophetic dream, when he said the enemy's going to come from the right and the enemy's going to come from the left, well, the Lord told me that the enemy's going to come from the east and it's going to come from the west. And that, but in that, despite what's going on, there's going to be victory for the church. I mean, it's what it's going to take. I mean, there's a lot of hard-hearted, stiff-necked people who are professing to be Christians right now are not even doing anything that God says. We're not even standing up for the murder of children, or you know, we're just in our own marriages are out of order, and you know, and we're just, you know, holiness and righteousness. You know, we need to touch from God to bring us back into a place again that where holiness is, where we're separated from the things that separate us from God. It's not some look; it's just, you know, holiness is a separated towards God. So God separates us, and it's different for everyone. You know, whatever that is to keep you holy. But we just need a move of God. We need a move of God, and it looks like God's going to do that. And he says specifically in that word was when you know, this apostle John Kilpatrick, Brother Kilpatrick, was saying, we're going to mow them over. I mean, it was just confident, you know, we're going to mow them over.
This was in a dream, yeah.
Yeah, this is in a dream. It's in a dream, prophetic dream. And that the church will be victorious. And it's going to multiply. The church is going to multiply, the Lord said in this. So, you know, it looks bad if you're a weed or if you're, you know, grass growing when somebody decides to grow a garden in you, because they're fixing to pull you up and till the soil because they're going to grow something. But in the end, you're going to have vegetables. You're going to have this garden and this type of thing. And so I believe this is going to be a tilling of the soil of men's hearts. It's going to be the greatest harvest. You know, we ask for a garden. We ask for food, but we don't. The process of bringing that food to us means, you know, you're going to have to raise these cows and feed them. At one point, they're going to have to be slaughtered and you know, brought to pieces so that you have them in between a piece of bread calling it a hamburger. I mean, there's processes to things. You know, we kind of oversee processes in this generation, but even to a move of God.
Well, Jesus talks about Matthew 13, of the parable of the sower, that in order for that soil to bear fruit, the seed to bear fruit, it's all matters of conditions of that soil. Yeah. And in order for us to have this soft heart, we're going to have to go through a tilling process here. We're going to have to go through some brokenness. But the end result is that we'll have a heart that's going to produce righteousness after God. And so, Lord, whatever it takes, right?
Right. And that's to give you the hope. You know, when you're going through something, you're thinking like, this is probably going to bring me to the end of myself. That could be the whole goal of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, remember this, when you get to the end, God will be there too.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when you... You know, Abraham, against all hope, in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. You know, our God is faithful, and he loves us.
Yes.
And so in there, he's in this somewhere, and he has plans in store, and has taken these type of things to soften the soil of men's hearts. And there's going to be a great harvest. You know, as you heard earlier on our previous program, where Perry Stone saying the Lord told him, you know, people are going to be looking for somebody who's going to teach them the ways of God. Good days are ahead. But they'll come in the midst of some real difficult days. And I want to pray with you. I'd like to pray with you right now and encourage you and ask you to pray for us. You know, as we just talk to the Lord right now and just ask him to move. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for letting us know what's going to happen in advance. Lord, you said you do nothing unless you reveal it through your prophets first. Lord, you've been speaking to us that difficult times are here and they're coming, but simultaneously your kingdom will advance. The church will multiply. People will get hungry for you and come to you and get saved by the multitudes, God. Even in the midst of calamity, God, help us be ready for the harvest, God. I pray even now, Lord God, for everyone that's watching and listening, all those that have partnered and stood with us at VFN TV, Father God, they're saying, you know, we're preparing now for the harvest to come in, no matter what comes, in the name of Jesus. Dear God, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would end abortion. Forgive us for all the innocent bloodshed that's happened in this nation, and send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.